Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond, podcasting for dummies. With your host, T. Morris. Welcome to episode 4 of Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Thanks for listening. We have been really busy, which is why we were a few days late on this particular episode. We are only a matter of days away from the Podcast It Yourself workshop happening out in Phoenix, Arizona, hosted by myself and Chuck Tomasi. We are really looking forward to this. Things are ramping up, and we have had a lot to do this week. No kidding. And since it's Phoenix, Arizona, I better dress light because the temperature has dropped around here. It's perfect for Halloween, but out in Arizona, it's going to be a little warmer. So I'm going to have to hang on to some of those t-shirts and and dress accordingly. Now, today is going to be a different kind of podcast. It's going to be part product review, part side-by-side review, part advice, and also part promo, because we are talking about the Podcast It Yourself workshop, and we have spots available. You can go on ahead and sign up today, RSVP, reserve your spot today over at podcastingfordummies.com. There's the PIY link. Go ahead and follow that. The price is going to be going up on the day of the event. Right now, you can reserve your spot for $30 a ticket, and that is good on Thursday and Friday. But Saturday, on the day of the event, we are charging $45 at the door, so you can still get in at a discount price right now. So we are going to be doing a side-by-side comparison of microphones. Now, we have already gone into great detail about the technical aspect of microphones, what to look for, questions to ask, but nothing beats actually working with microphones and trying to figure out which one is the microphone for you. Now, right now, I am using, courtesy of the folks at Heil Sound, they took great care of us, me and Chuck. They gave us some products to play around with, and the one that I have fallen in love with is the Heil PR781. This can be found on Amazon.com, and it runs at about $184, $185. You can probably also find people on eBay and other places that are selling used PR781s. But this is a terrific microphone. Why is it terrific? Well, one of the things that it can do is that it brightens up your voice. It can have a wonderful sound. It's nice and rich. It's picking up the lower register of my voice, as well as some of the textures in the upper register as well. Now, this is the PR781, but how would it sound on a completely different microphone? So here I've potted myself up on the Shure SM7B. This is from Shure over at Shure, that's Shure.com. And it's S as in Sam, M as in Mary, 7, and B as in Beta. The Shure SM7B is a microphone I have used for well over a decade, and I absolutely love this microphone. I have recorded audiobooks on this microphone. I have actually, in the past, worked on this microphone in radio's production studios. This is an industry standard, the SM7B. It also comes in at a price tag of around $400. So what am I paying for between a $400 microphone and an $185 microphone? Well, as you'll notice that the pickups on this microphone are a little more particular. You'll notice that my voice doesn't sound as bright. It has a very rich sound. It seems to be favoring the lower register of my voice more than the upper register, even though it is getting picked up in recording. One of the things you should also notice, too, is that the Shure SM7B is not as sensitive as the Heil PR781. That can be good, that can be bad. Maybe you want more nuance in your recordings. Maybe you want more range in your recordings. If you want that, then the Shure SM7B is not the mic for you. Another thing to keep in mind with the SM7B is on my mixer board, I've had to turn up the pickups on channel 3. That's what I'm currently working on. I had to turn up both the main pickup as well as the gain all the way to the max. I did not have to do that with the PR781 from Heil. So the question is, where do I sound the best? Where does my voice work? How does my voice react between one microphone and another? Now I'm back on the PR781, and you can instantly tell the difference. Now, one difference between the PR781 versus the SM7B, the SM7B comes with windscreens. That's able to take down some of the pops you may hear when I hit P's and T's and the consonants that we talk about in Podcasting for Dummies. It's these sort of topics that we really have a tough time capturing in print. It's trying to describe to people, well, this is how you sound on a microphone. No, really, the best way to know how do you sound on a microphone is to test the microphone before purchasing. Now, many stores will allow you to have a return policy in case you find out that the microphone isn't performing to the specifications that you really were hoping for. But there is a possibility you may luck out and have a vendor that will have the ability to have you go into a booth and test out these microphones. One such vendor is Guitar Center. I know that Guitar Center has recording sessions and recording equipment available where they will allow you to test the microphone before you walk out of the store with it. Now, if your local Guitar Center does not have that, then it's okay. Go on ahead, take it home, do some recording with it. If it doesn't sound good to you, take it back, try a different microphone, or talk with the representative at Guitar Center and ask them, I didn't like the way that sounded. I would like to hear my voice in a lower register or in a more richer environment. Do you have anything like that? The sound was too bright. And that was the way I would describe the way the Heil PR781 works. It has a very bright sound, and it brings a bright sound to my voice. I like the PR781 so much, in fact, that I've elected to take my Shure SM7B and set it aside for a time. I have been using this microphone for 10 years now, and it has been an absolute delight to work with. Don't get me wrong. The SM7B is an absolute workhorse in the studio. It is not built for remote recordings, not in the slightest, but in studio, it's a trooper, and it's reliable. I have been giving the PR781, though, a real workout in Imagine That Studios, and I find out that I like it. I like the sound, I like the brightness it gives my voice, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I will not return to the SM7B. It all depends on the project, and it depends on what it is I'm looking for. The point of this particular podcast is to say not one size fits all when it comes to microphones. Chuck and I can recommend an SM7B, a 781 from Heil. We could recommend a microphone from Marshall. We could recommend a microphone from many different vendors. The question is, which one works best for you? It's like trying on a pair of jeans. It's like trying on a new suit. It's like test driving a car. You want to know what you're investing your money in. And you may not have it in your budget for a $400 mic. Fine. Go on ahead and take a look at a $185 mic. If that's still too expensive, then let's start taking a look at the USB microphones, some of which we will be testing once again on this podcast. Now, if you have any questions for us at Podcasting for Dummies, go on ahead and drop us a line. We have got an email finally started up. That's pfdauthors@gmail.com. Go on ahead and drop that line, and both Chuck and I will receive those emails, and we will answer them accordingly on the show. But you can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. And coming soon, you will find us on YouTube when we start getting into video podcasting questions. But by all means, go on ahead and drop us your feedback. Drop us a line. You can even give us voicemail or drop us a message on WhatsApp at 703-791-1701. But as I started this podcast on the Heil PR781, I'm going to end on the PR781 just so you can get an idea of, again, what that sound is like, what that bright sound in your voice could be. And I would like for you to go on ahead and give me some feedback. What do you think? Do I sound better on the 7B or on the 781? Can't wait to hear from you. And we certainly hope that we'll see you this weekend in Phoenix, Arizona for the 2017 Podcast It Yourself Workshop. We got a promo at the end of this podcast for you to listen to about that. We look forward to hearing from such people as Adam Christensen of the MacCast, Joe Hogan of Geektitude, podcasting legends Jack Mangan, Michael R. Menegay, and Kevin TD0013 O'Connor. All of these talented ladies and gentlemen of podcasting of past, present, and who knows, future are going to be at the 2017 Podcast It Yourself Workshop, and we really hope you will want to take part. If you've got a passion, podcast it. Hey, thanks for listening. Just remember, folks, that Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, is protected by a non-commercial, no-derivative, share-alike United States 3.0 license. You can find out more about that license at creativecommons.org. So on behalf of Chuck Tomasi, thanks for listening. We hope to talk to you soon. Pod on.
Interested in starting a podcast? Then be sure to attend PIY 2017. PIY is the Podcast It Yourself Workshop, October 28th in Phoenix, Arizona. Learn about software, hardware, accessories, best practices, and more to make your podcast rock. Need more information? We'll have the authors of Podcasting for Dummies 3rd Edition, T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi, on hand to answer questions and sign books. Spaces are limited, so go to podcastingfordummies.com and sign up for PIY 2017. We look forward to seeing you there.